Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know, that feeling when you set out with these big, bold goals, but then life throws a curveball, or maybe it's just your couch throwing a really comfy gravitational pull. We've all been there. But listen, conquering procrastination isn't about becoming some super-disciplined machine overnight. It's about building momentum, one small victory at a time. Today, we're diving deep into the Spartan philosophy of small wins and how it can totally revolutionize your approach to getting things done. Think of this as your mental boot camp, where we'll be forging discipline through consistent, achievable victories. Sound good? Let's do this. First off, you got to understand that discipline isn't about forcing yourself into a rigid schedule or denying every craving. It's about creating positive habits and routines that work for you. And that starts with celebrating those small wins. Think of it like climbing a mountain, right? You don't just leap to the summit. You take one step at a time, conquering each incline until you reach the peak. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a win. It builds confidence, fuels motivation, and keeps you moving. Here's the deal. Small wins are like mental fuel. They charge up your willpower for bigger challenges down the line. Don't underestimate the power of that feeling when you check something off your to-do list, even if it's just making your bed or replying to that one email. It's about building momentum, creating a cycle of success that makes conquering those larger goals feel way less daunting. Now, let me ask you this. Ever noticed how easy it is to get sucked into endless scrolling on social media? We all do it. But imagine if you replaced 15 minutes of scrolling with something productive. Reading a chapter in that book you've been meaning to finish, tackling a few pages of that report, or even just going for a quick walk. Boom. You've turned procrastination into progress, and you've got this little victory under your belt. Remember, consistency is key here. It's not about perfection. It's about showing up every day and making those small, intentional choices that move you closer to your goals. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't just show up on race day expecting to run 26 miles. You put in the work, mile by mile, building stamina and endurance. You know what? It's easy to get caught up in that all-or-nothing mentality when it comes to productivity. We think, well, I didn't accomplish everything on my list, so I might as well just relax and binge-watch Netflix. But here's the thing. Even if you only accomplished one small task today, that's a win. That's progress. And sometimes, those smallest wins are the most important. So, how do we apply this to our own lives? Let me tell you about this friend of mine, Jake. He was struggling with writing his novel. He would spend hours staring at the blank page, feeling overwhelmed and unproductive. But then he started implementing the small wins strategy. He set a goal to write just 500 words every day. Even if he didn't feel like it, even if the story wasn't flowing perfectly, he committed to those 500 words. You know what? Slowly but surely, he started seeing progress. Those 500 words a day added up, and before he knew it, he had a finished manuscript. The key was breaking down that big, intimidating goal into manageable chunks, celebrating those daily wins along the way. All right, let's recap. Discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, making small choices that move you forward, and celebrating those victories, even the seemingly insignificant ones. Remember, every step counts. So, take a moment right now. What's one small win you can achieve today? It could be as simple as making your bed, cleaning up your workspace, or finally responding to that email. Just do it. And when you accomplish it, savor that feeling of success, because trust me, those little wins add up to big changes over time. Keep pushing forward, keep celebrating those victories, and remember, mental war is a marathon, not a sprint. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with strategies to conquer your mental game. Until then, go out there and make some wins.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.